Americans. Within a year of Fidel Castro coming to power, the capitalist economy in Cuba has crumbled. Che Guevara is directly involved in seizing land. Foreign interests are nationalized. Thousands of Cubans are leaving. Relations with the U.S. sour, and Cuba sets its sights on the Soviet Union. America takes action.
A plan has been presented to President Eisenhower, and he signs it.
A covert operations program to invade Cuba goes forward.
The U.S. responded to the radicalization in Cuba by building up its biggest ever CIA base in Miami, recruiting thousands of Cuban exiles to work for it. One of the CIA's recruits was a young man called Felix Rodriguez.
Born and raised in Cuba, Felix's family fled to Miami after Fidel Castro came to power.
I learned that they were training camp to go and fight Castro, so I joined them. And I was then 18.
The Cuban exiles train in Guatemala under the direction of the CIA, and a smaller group is sent into Cuba.
Our team infiltrated Cuba before the invasion to work with the resistance.
Back in the United States, John F. Kennedy is sworn into office on January 3rd, 1961.
At the very first meeting, the CIA director for the Western Hemisphere said, unless you eliminate Fidel Castro, Raul Castro, and Che Guevara as part of this plan, you are never going to win. This is going to be one long, drawn-out affair.
Kennedy agrees. Not only will he support the CIA plan to invade Cuba, but CIA assassination plots as well.
So, in August of 1960, a very high CIA official named Richard Bissell authorized the CIA to create poison pills that would then be sent to mafia contacts inside Cuba and somehow put in Fidel's food.
Although the assassination attempts are unsuccessful, the plan to invade Cuba begins on April 15, 1961.
It was in the course of the fighting that Fidel finally showed his true colors and announced that he was socialist, Marxist-Leninist, that the regime henceforth was going to be allied to the Soviet Union.
Fidel Castro gives Che command of Cuba's Western Army, but the invasion comes further south in an area called Playa Girón, the Bay of Pigs. As the 1,500-man Cuban exile army known as Brigade 2506 approached the island on April 17, 1961, their boats are sunk by Castro's Air Force.
We was waiting some support, like air support, Navy support, but nothing of that happened.
Within 48 hours, this force was largely decimated.
Che had been far from the action, but he and Fidel Castro are credited with fighting off the Americans.
And they were heroes for everybody, in school, in the universities, on the Soviet leadership.
For America's new president, the invasion is a disaster.
There was a famous meeting between Che Guevara and a Kennedy aide named Richard Goodwin. The first thing he said to Goodwin was, thank you for the Bay of Pigs. It allowed our revolution to consolidate. Before the invasion, we were a somewhat fragmented young government. But after the revolution, our victory and the kind of nationalist fervor that your invasion caused has allowed us to truly move forward far more stronger than we had been before. It backfired in every conceivable way possible.
Fidel Castro and Che are convinced that America will invade again and turn to the Soviets for protection.
My father told, we cannot protect Cuba using our conventional forces. So it must be signal. If you invade Cuba, you will be in trouble because we are serious. The last discussion about deploying missiles in Cuba, it was in Che Guevara and Khrushchev.
It's not long before the Soviet missiles installed in Cuba are detected.
It's a very, very dangerous time.
Fidel Castro and Che pushed the Soviets to launch the missiles in the event of an American ground invasion.
Castro was so aggressive that Khrushchev totally cut him out of the loop on these negotiations.